This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's Act East policy has given new energy, momentum and direction to ties with Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN countries. Speaking at the India-ASEAN Summit in Vientiane, Laos, PDR yesterday, he stressed that the 21st century is a century of India and ASEAN countries. The Prime Minister said, India and ASEAN countries are peace-loving nations and they respect each other's national integrity and sovereignty. Highlighting the importance of ties between India and ASEAN countries, Prime Minister Modi said that trade with the ASEAN region has almost doubled to over $130 billion in the past 10 years. He said, India has a direct flight connectivity with 7 ASEAN countries and soon direct flights will start with Brunei. Meanwhile, on the sidelines of East Asia Summit in Laos, Prime Minister Modi held a series of bilateral meetings with ASEAN leaders. On the auspicious occasion of Durga Puja, President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people of the country and abroad. In a message, the president said that Durga Puja is celebrated as a victory of good over evil, as goddess Durga is considered the symbol of courage. President Murmu said that this festival is an occasion to fully devote to goddess Durga and promote unity and understanding among all religions. She prayed to the goddess to create a sensitive and equitable society where women are treated with utmost respect and regard. The International Day of the Girl Child is being observed across the world today. This day highlights the importance of gender equality, education and opportunities for young girls. The theme for this year is Girls' Vision for the Future. Centre has declared Hizb-ut Tahrir and all its manifestations and front organisations as terrorist organisations under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. In a gazette notification, the Union Home Ministry said, Hizb-ut Tahrir is allegedly involved in the radicalisation and motivation of gullible youth to join terrorist organisations such as ISIS and raising funds for terror activities. It said the aim of the organization is to establish an Islamic state and caliphate globally, including India, by overthrowing democratically elected governments through jihad and terrorist activities. The Union Education Ministry yesterday organized a national online workshop on mental health and cybersecurity on World Mental Health Day. Speaking at the occasion, Professor in the Psychiatry Department at All India Institute of Medical Sciences, New Delhi, Dr. Rajesh Sagar provided valuable insights into prevalent mental health issues such as stress, anxiety and depression. He emphasized that around 50% of mental health disorders emerge before the age of 14. Dr. Sagar identified common stresses including academic pressure, parental conflicts and bullying. During the workshop, he shared effective coping strategies such as deep breathing and cognitive restructuring to foster a happier childhood. In another session, Deputy Commissioner of Police at Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre, Dr. Rashmi Sharma Yadav has highlighted the importance of cyber hygiene and security for children. Russian Ambassador to the United States Anatoly Antonov has been dismissed from his role according to a decree signed by Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday. Antonov, who was appointed as Russia's ambassador to the United States of the Russian President in August 2017, held the position for 7 years. French President Emmanuel Macron expressed his condolences over the passing of industrialist Ratan Tata, Chairman Emeritus of Tata Group. In a social media post shared by the French embassy in India, it stated that France has lost a dear friend from India. He emphasized that Ratan Tata's visionary leadership significantly contributed to advancing industries in both India and France, particularly in innovation and manufacturing. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Arunachal Pradesh and Gujarat during the next 1 to 2 days. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.